In the final results, centrist Foreign Minister Tzipi Livni's Kadima Party won 28 seats in Israel's 120-member Knesset, or parliament. Benjamin Netanyahu's nationalistic Likud Party came in a close second with 27 seats. Nevertheless, Ms. Livni could become the first winner of an Israeli election who could not form a government. The right wing, led by Mr. Netanyahu, controls the Knesset, so he is emerging as the likely candidate to form the next government and become prime minister. With such a close outcome, both leaders were vying for President Shimon Peres to nominate them as prime minister, which he will do only after consulting with political party leaders next week. He has a week to designate someone from the moment final results are published in the official gazette on February 18th. Most observers believe if Mr. Netanyahu gets the nod, that could throw a wrench into U.S.-sponsored peace talks. Mr. Netanyahu and his allies oppose the cornerstone of American Mideast policy, the creation of a Palestinian state. Israeli analyst Gadi Wolfsfeld.
I think there's going to be a clash. I mean, the clash is almost inevitable. I mean, the United States is moving in one direction with Barack Obama, and Israel is moving in the opposite direction with Bibi Netanyahu.
Mr. Netanyahu, who was educated in America and is a seasoned diplomat, wants to avoid that.
Certainly, I don't think anybody wants to ruin our relationship with the United States, which is our greatest asset.
If he is nominated, Mr. Netanyahu faces a dilemma. He could form a right-wing government, but that would put him on a collision course with the United States. So he would rather form a moderate national unity government with Ms. Livni's Kadima Party. Mr. Netanyahu could then continue peace talks with the Palestinians, albeit more slowly. But many in Kadima say they won't join a government to be a fig leaf for Mr. Netanyahu. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.